From Public Radio International, this is Fair Game. I'm Faith Saley. Hi, Jason Mantzoukas.
What's going on?
Tonight, we're going to talk with Israeli filmmaker Joseph Cedar about his film Beaufort, which is about the end of the Lebanon War. And hey, he's nominated for an Oscar. Or the
film
is. Yeah.
Very cool.
And the grumpiest man in comedy, Andy Kindler.
Oh, yes.
Is going to join us to break down the Oscars. Plus, we have music from Yell.
Nice.
Which is Y-E-L-L-E, like a French way.
It's not the not yellow.
Screaming. No.
The band that did bow.
But first, Jason, you're here to talk to us about the U.S. military's biggest victory in recent months.
That's right, Faith. And I'm not talking about the war in Iraq or Afghanistan, but the war we didn't even know we were fighting, the one against our own technology in space.
Mm.
That's right. Yesterday, as I'm sure you saw on the news or everybody else did, we successfully shot down one of our own spy satellites that had, I don't know, somehow stopped working and was plummeting towards Earth with a tank full of toxic rocket fuel.
Yes, Jason, we talked about this the other day, pre-explosion. We talked about it. And last night, we hit it on the first shot.
Yeah.
Because we're Americans.
Okay, yeah, perhaps. But does anybody else think this is absolutely ridiculous? I mean, we're seriously sitting here in 2008, unable to shoot and or stab Osama bin Laden on the face of the earth. But the first time out, we can shoot a missile and hit a heap of garbage moving through space at 17,000 miles an hour. Bin Laden moves a lot slower, okay? He is hooked up to a dialysis machine. We can't even get a guy to put a penknife in his throat, but we can shoot him. This boggles my mind.
Did you think the satellite was a legitimate threat?
A legitimate threat, maybe to the Pacific Ocean, which is where it was headed. Come on, Faith. Nationally, I guess we're in a bit of a lull right now. We're all a little bit bored. I mean, how are we supposed to fix our problems, Faith?
National pep rally? Or everybody's psyched about this election. People
wrong.
Are voting.
Wrong and double wrong, Faith Saley.
Wow, you're pointing your finger at me even.
Yeah. The way that we handle things is we invent a preposterous threat and shoot it with a missile.
I see what you're saying, but America...
Do you see what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but America isn't going to be distracted by such a silly story, Jason.
Really? Do you think? Well, what do you think, ridiculous CNN anchor and reporter?
Frankly, this was pretty significant technological feat.
It's incredible. It sounded almost impossible when it was proposed, and now here we are reporting that it is mission accomplished.
That's right. Mission accomplished, Faith. Just like George W. Bush on the aircraft carrier, we did it. Only this time it actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. We apparently need a little America pick-me-up here, like a shiny set of keys dangled in front of a child, Faith. Here's the thing. They did it, Faith. They really did it. They shot it on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this clip from the Pentagon Network.
Now, here's your Pentagon Channel report.
Bullseye. Defense officials say the Navy successfully shot down a damaged spy satellite Wednesday night. General James Cartwright, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, provided the details to reporters during a special briefing at the Pentagon Thursday morning.
At 10:50, the Joint Space Operations Center out in Vandenberg confirmed a breakup of the satellite.
There's a Pentagon Network.
Not only apparently is there a Pentagon Network, but they have the most awesome lead-in music I've ever heard. We need to steal that immediately. And let's be honest, General James Cartwright, right? That guy is awash in enthusiasm for this mission's success. Here's the deal. Each of these missiles they used costs $10 million. We spent $10 million to shoot this thing. Again, a satellite we put in space that itself costs millions and millions. We've spent probably $700 million trying to shoot this thing down.
But if I follow your logic, I guess if things don't get any better in this country, we're going to see a lot more rogue satellites that need shooting down. Huh?
Absolutely. I definitely think that. If not other things. Who knows? We could be sending nuclear subs out to attack cyborg dolphin fleets. You know?
Surely.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure that's possible, right? Rogue icebergs floating down. We need to attack them.
I'm waiting for you to mention tigers.
Liquid tigers?
Yes,
maybe liquid tigers that we ourselves have invented need to be taken out because they're turning against us. Or maybe we need to fight Fred Thompson, robotic Kodiak bear.
So basically, Jason, you're talking about skeet shooting our way to higher national self-esteem.
That's one way of looking at it, Faith. The other way that I prefer to look at it is that we just played a multi-million dollar version of Missile Command with a national military fleet. And it P.S., worked. It worked.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason.
I can't wait until we do U.S. Pac-Man.
Bye.
Bye.